Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Foy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Wally Bunker. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ray Culp. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Shaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Kelly. The throw from Moses and he is out, Petrocelli applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Fiore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fiore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Foy who is chasing the ball. O'Brien reaches third base with a triple. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Andrews strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Foy hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Moses settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Moses. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Foy hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Adair hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Foy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Culp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Bunker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bunker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bunker for the out. 2 outs. Pat Kelly batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Andrews reaches second base with a double. O'Brien scores. It's Royals, 1, Red Sox, 1. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Reggie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fiore is 0-for-1 in the game. Fiore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fiore moves to second. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Fiore moves to third. Piniello moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Conigliaro, who is chasing the ball. Adair reaches third base with a triple. Fiore scores. Piniella scores. Foy goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Royals. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. 1 out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball towards right. Conigliaro catches it and throws to home to double up Adair. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. Culp strikes out. 1 out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. O'Brien is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Foy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bunker is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunker strikes out. 1 out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Kelly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3. Royals. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Fiore, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fiore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culp fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Culp. Schall moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lee Stang now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Piniella takes first base on ball 4. Schall moves to third. Fiore moves to second. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. Schall scores. Fiore moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Royals. Jerry Adair, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Adair is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunker covering, for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rico Petrocelli batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Royals. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott moves to second. Joe LaHewitt pinch hits for Lee Stang. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Moses moves to second. It's Royals, 6, Red Sox, 6. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Adair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Landis now pitching. Buck Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison pinch hits for Wally Bunker. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Harrison hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Mike Andrews batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Andrews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Martinez juggles the ball. That's an error on Martinez. Andrews moves to second. Reggie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Andrews moves to third. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field. Foy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Kelly bunts towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Schall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fiore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fiore takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fiore moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Piniella takes first base on ball 4. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Foy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Foy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Moses is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Moses strikes out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert bunts towards first. Fiore scoops it up and throws to first, with a dare covering, for the out. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juan Rios pinch runs for Jerry Adair. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rios moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rios scores. Martinez moves to second. It's 7-6, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch runs for Buck Martinez. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moses for a passed ball. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick scores. It's 8-6, Royals. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Drabowski hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to second. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyle covering, for the out. Hernandez moves to third. Drabowski moves to second. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaul is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Shaul hits a pop-up into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fiore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Juan Rios now playing second base. Ed Kirkpatrick now playing center field. Joe Foy now playing third base. Eli Rodriguez now catching. Mike Andrews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rios scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Smith hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Petrocelli is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-4 in the game. Conigliaro hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-8, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Scott hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Moses is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rios settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Royals 8. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Piniella strikes out. One out. Joe Foy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Foy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rios hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Ed Kirkpatrick. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rios moves to third. Joe Keough pinch runs for Hawk Taylor. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Kansas City Royals, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.